Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
It's been so Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new music. Every Thursday night, 6 till 7, playing the best in new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. And got a packed show for you tonight, kicking off there with brand new from The Enemy there. And then they got a new album out in February. That is a new track from that. It's kind of Not Going Your Way. So on the show tonight, our special guest tonight, the legendary Sean Ryder and Bez from the Happy Mondays. I managed to catch up with them to talk things all Mondays. That's coming up. Also, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. So stay tuned. This is new from Magnetic Skies. This is Closing In. The second album just released, Magnetic Skies, and that is Fragments, and from that and Closing In is the track. And they're going to be my special guests on the show next week, so check that out. I'll be chatting to them about their new album. It's great. It's like 80s synth dark wave stuff. It's yeah, really like that. Okay, this is F4, Pleasure Island.
The government sells off the NHS, I'd really love a cup of tea. Cause things are getting brutal, Britain's turning feudal as the warmongers are raking it all in. Great men were told, walk these hallowed halls, and they almost won it all for this pleasure island. These days the paint is peeling from the walls while they've bought what they stole on this pleasure island. Pleasure island. From the old chaps down the pub to the stately country club. There's not a corner of this island I don't love. But as it all gets frugal, time to blow the bugle and turn this isle around before it sinks. Great men were told, what these hollow holes, gambling with our futures on this pleasure island. The lies so bold, shoved right down our throats, and it's not our fault at all.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
From Wet Leg, that is Pokemon from their second album, Moisturizer. Okay, going to be playing the interview with Sean Ryder and Bez. I managed to catch up with them about all things Monday. That's coming up very shortly. But first, before that, the Institute's new from them. This is brilliant. This is called Trick of the Light. Liking that, they are called the Institutes. It's called Trick of the Light. 6:17, listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You're listening to The Backroom. Okay, legends, Sean Ryder, Bez, the Happy Mondays. They don't need an introduction. They formed in Salford in 1980. The original lineup consisted of Sean Ryder, Paul Ryder, Gaz Whelan, Paul Davis, and Mark Day. Bez Berry later joined the band, and then Rowetta began working with them as a guest second vocalist. They were signed Tony Wilson's Factory Records label. They bridged the Manchester alternative rock scene of the 1980s, and they released The Bummed in 1988, Manchester Rave On in 1989, Pills, Thrills and Bellyaches in 1990. They reformed several times and released the reunion album Uncle Dick's Functional in 2007. Their first album also was Squirrel and the G-Man in 87. So that's where it all started. So before I play the interview, I caught up with them. Let's go back. Let's go back to Vote for Luck.
Anything else you can do? So, a great pleasure to welcome Sean Ryder and Bez from the legendary Happy Monday to the show. How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
I'm very well.
Yeah.
I'm very well. How are you, Servidator?
I'm very well as well. Yeah, I'm very, very well. Yeah. I'm good.
Good.
Where are you two hanging out at the moment? Where are you?
Well, he's in Wales. I'm in Salford.
Yeah.
Over the border.
Well, you don't call it a back kitchen here. You just call it a kitchen.
Just
it's
a kitchen.
Really I'm in, a back, is it,
I'm
it,
in his man cave.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, with my big telly. My man cave, my telly. And my King Rat poster.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice man cave, that, Sean. Guys, yeah. you're, let's talk about it. 35th anniversary, Pill Thrills and Belly Aches. Only seemed like yesterday. 35 years.
I mean, and I think it only seems like yesterday since we did the last anniversary of Pills, Frills and Bellyaches. we're always doing anniversaries of Pills, Frills and Bellyaches.
Well, we're like the Blues Brothers, aren't we? We're getting the band back together again.
Together!
Yeah, that's true. But you've rounded the number off at 35 this time, so that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, we have been back together since 1999, you know.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. In all, doing loads.
But we played a game each time we've got something like it's the 20th anniversary of something or the 10th anniversary of something. We pretend to get the band back together.
You do it very well. You do it very well. Last time I saw you, you were playing in Sheffield a couple of years ago.
Oh, I was just in Sheffield last week.
Yeah. You like Sheffield then, Sean? It's only across the way from you now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just down the Snake Pass. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what I like about Sheffield? These loads of really good Asian restaurants, you know. And Chinese, Korean, and loads of them. And they're really good.
They are.
I thought you were going to say the Snake Pass back to Manchester there.
What, B?
The best thing about Sheffield.
What, the Snake Pass back to Manchester?
I'm going back. And if you can't get Snake, go Woodhead.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's nice that you enjoy Sheffield. It's good to have you back because you're going to be playing here again, the Octagon. 22nd of March next year. Last time you had Stevie MCs.
I'm glad you know.
Like a encyclopedia. But last time you had Stevie MCs and Spirals on it. This time you've got the Farmer Northside, which takes me back to kind of Ellen Road 1991. What are your kind of memories of that gig? Because that was a pretty good gig.
You're rendering the scaffolding dangerous. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, the kid up the light, weren't he? What's it called?
Yeah, he climbed up the floodlights.
The floodlight.
Yeah, to rival the top. Yeah. Well, that's all I remember, really.
Yeah, and he stayed there to the end because no one could get up there to nick him.
Yeah, and who was that dude? Did anyone ever find out who he was?
I'm sure I've met him.
Or someone pretending to be him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so not many memories, really, apart from we was probably very chaotic. Because we was pretty chaotic back then.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we're so professional now. We really are, you know. Like I've said it a million times, the sex and drugs have gone for me. It's just the rock and roll, you know, and Bez. Well, it's sex and rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm just caught in a trap.
No drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah. Does it feel like
Viagra? Viagra at our age.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need them anymore. I do ashwagandhas and something else.
What's the something else?
Well, I've got a wood of iron in every morning without fail.
Right. You can't say wood of iron.
Well, I know it's a bit of a controversial thing to say. Calling wood iron.
Yes, right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Every time you get your band back together, yeah. What is it? Does it feel different each time, or does it feel just like, because you guys are like, you're clearly, you know, you've stayed mates for a long, long time, haven't you? And that must be just the kind of, within a band to stay like really tight like that must be a nice thing over the years.
Well, yeah, as I describe it, it's our sexless marriage.
Yeah, I've sold that line off you as well. I use that one a lot myself.
Our sexless marriage, you see.
Yeah.
But so that's why we're still together, because there's no sex in our marriage.
Thank God for that.
No, you love it.
But anyway, can I tell you, for me, on the personal level, touring at the moment is like the most enjoyable time I've ever had as a Nappy Monday and in the band, you know what I mean? It's been... It's been such great fun to be out there on the road again. And the camaraderie and the like, everyone working together, everyone enjoying each other's company. It's better than it was in the old days for me, you know what I mean? For me, like I say, if it weren't for the Happy Mondays and being an Happy Monday, I wouldn't be living the life I live now. And he always says to me, wife, when I wake up in the morning, I rip open the curtains and I say, Charlie, you know what I mean? Because we get to live such an amazing life. And in a way, we've been free, you know, lived a life of freedom. The Happy Mondays, it's allowed us to live our life in a way that, it's kind of like being free, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
And the same breath.
For me, I get asked a lot, what would you be doing if you were in the Happy Mondays? And my answer to that is probably 30 years.
Yeah, well, you'd be doing something you don't know, do you? You never know.
Do you feel like the band kind of saved you, like just gave you that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Something else.
Yeah.
It gave us everything.
It gave us all great
purpose,
hasn't it, in life?
Yeah.
And now, without purpose, it's in the same breath as well. You always feel like it comes moment, you know what I mean? It comes with no job security either. And that's why you end up being busy.
The only thing about it being in the band,
that's
right, I can't spell... All right, proper, or even a reaper. But I've wrote 6 books, I think. I became a journalist, sort of, having my own newspaper column. So once you get in a band, really, and then we become TV people. Once you get in a band, really, you can do anything, you know. You can go and plant a flower on somebody's garden.
Yeah. Well, for me, I would say I'm a Happy Monday for life, you know what I mean? I'm glad to be an Happy Monday. That's where it all started for me.
It's amazing, because the band's given, like I say, the band's given you, like, you know, TV and stuff, and, I don't know, Gogglebox and Celebrity. And it's given you load of varied stuff, hasn't it, as well as just kind of being kind of Happy Mondays and stuff. And you're kind of household names, aren't you now? Like, I mean, if you watch the gigs, you know, Bez, you're talking about, like, how, you know, like, it's more, kind of more enjoyable, like, if it's more enjoyable now. There's, like, all the generations come and see you, don't they? All the, like, little kids, teenagers, throughout the...
We go from about 8 to about 88, you know. You know, I mean, especially at festivals where, you know, I mean, so... You know, I mean, it's like I keep saying, you know, kids see us on these TV things and go, who are these two daft old knobheads, you know, still acting like degenerate teenagers. And usually by the time the show's ended, they've downloaded some of our albums, looked at the history and then turned up at the show. So we've got it really good.
Yeah. No, you remind me of you know what I watched last night was really good. What was it now? Oh, Tarzan, the Brinstock Tarzan thing, and he kept doing that. You know, when they get your hand sacking, you know, on the edge to try and see if they're alive or not.
So it's my Neanderthal coming out in it.
Yeah,
have you heard what the Neanderthal
looks
like? Yes. Aye.
Yeah.
Short and stocky, Neanderthals. With a great sense of fashion.
So,
he says, and then, me and Bez have got the Monday stuff and other stuff, so that's on a little bit of a break, but we've got an album worth of material with Mantra of the Cosmos, you know. The album's waiting there for Zach to sort out a deal. So, you know, that's pretty much done that. And then Black Drake, well, I'm starting the Black Drake tour when I get back from Ireland. So I think Black Drake tour in November. And, I mean, so...
Yeah.
And we'll get another album out of that. I mean, we did Pop Voodoo 2017 and then Orange Head we did... To go off. It will be another Black Grape album.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks so much. Talk to me from Salford and for Wales. Bez, Sean Ryder, always a pleasure. Good luck with the tour next year. Good luck with all the Monday stuff. Good luck with everything what you do.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Cheers. Yes.
So funny talkers are Sean and Pez. Of course, that's Step On, legendary from 1990. Go and catch them in Sheffield on the 22nd of March next year with The Farm and Northside on. There's tickets for those still available. Okay, got music news coming up very, very shortly.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
This is Tin Liquor, this is God in You. Loving that. It's Tin Liquor. They are Dutch. They're from Utrecht. And that is called God in You. So let's do some music news.
Music news.
So the UK government have confirmed plans to enforce a ban on selling secondary tickets on for profit. The Labour government announced back in January that it'd be looking to enforce a price cap on how much touts can resell tickets for, alongside an official consultation into the industry. This week, after the likes of Radiohead, Sam Fender, Dua Lipa and more lead the call for them to keep their pledge. Today, details have been officially confirmed and announced. New rules will make it legal to resell tickets for live music, sports, comedy and theatre events above the original cost, making resale gig tickets roughly £37 cheaper on average and collectively saving £112 million a year. Massive fees from secondary ticket sellers will also be stamped out. I think that only can be seen as positive, good news. But unfortunately, some very sad news. Loving tributes have been paid off. It was announced that the legendary bassist Manny of Stone Roses and formerly Primal Scream has died at the age of 63. Manny, real name Gary Manny Mountfield, originally found famous bassist for the Stone Roses during 1987, playing on both their iconic albums until they first disbanded in 1996. He then went to join Primal Scream and stayed with them until 2011, when the Stone Roses reformed. Now, just over a week after announcing a UK-wide In Conversation tour, his death has been confirmed by his brother Greg. Tributes have been coming from all over the place, including Sean Ryder, Ian Brown, Tim Burgess from the Charlatans, Ian McCullough from Echo the Bunnymen, Liam Gallagher, Oasis. Loads and loads of tributes are coming in. So very sad. A legend in the music world. Will be sorely missed. That's the music news. 6:43, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is the back room. We're still going to do the local national gigs and some new album releases, but this is a new band called Keely, Who Wants to See the World.
This old window kept in quiet.
That's Keely on the back room. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Okay, let's do some gigs. Who's playing in Sheffield and nearby this week?
Local and national gig guide.
So tonight, Lucy Spraggan and Deltas down at Network. If you're going out of the Homeforth Pitch Drome tonight, you can catch Peter Hook and the like. Back into Sheffield Quayside at City Matilda. Creeping Jean at Yellow Arch Studios. Tomorrow, the last dinner party in Imogen the Knife at the Octagon. And then on Saturday, Emmy McDonald is at the City Hall Amble at the Foundry. Go back out to Homeforth Pitch Drome and you've got Goldie looking chained. Should be funny. Back into Sheffield Girl Group at the Hallamshire Hotel. Sunday, Asher at the Foundry. Adam Mann is at the City Hall. World News at Sydney Matilda. On Monday, Kneecap at the Octagon. And on Tuesday, another Kneecap gig at the Octagon. And then on Wednesday, CMAT at the Octagon. They're the gigs for the week. These are the tours that have been announced. The Maccabees have announced Alexander Palace on the 9th of July. They've reformed. Those tickets go on sale next Friday at 10. Kings of Leon have announced a small tour, 3rd of July, Glasgow, Belhouston Park with the Lathams and Royston Club. And then Manchester Cop Live on the 4th of July and Leeds Arena on the 6th of July and Kings of Leon at the Snuts there. And those tickets got to sell tomorrow at 9. And Pulp are back. They have announced a massive gig, 28th of August next year, live from Withenshaw Park in Manchester, with our very own Self-Esteem supporting. And there's going to be numerous other acts as well. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10, and they will fly like hotcakes, I'm pretty sure. Okay, this is a new band. This is called Meridia, and this is Falling Through the Cracks.
Keeps creeping in from the other line. Blessed features up against the glass, trying to be bright in without asking, would you want to be seen? When your time's up, swarming above, skimming in a crew, wait a few. When your time's up, open your skull. I dream of falling through the cracks, but coming back for you. I dream of falling through the cracks, but coming back for you. I guess it's me holding.
Right.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Telling over, and that is The Deep. Thanks for listening. Some new albums out tomorrow: De La Soul, Cabin in the Sky, new from James, Nothing But Love, and the definitive best of, and also new one from Sub Focus and Contact. Sean Ryder and Bez, thanks to those guys for chatting to me for the show today. I'll be back next week with Magnetic Skies with a special guest, and I'm going to play out with this one tonight. This is Lewis Nags and Never Say Never. Have a good evening. I feel it too.
I'll never say never. Like I never